Okay, while he's getting ready, let's stand up. Stand up. Turn around. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's sit down. Go for it, Warren.
Right, okay. Thank you. Don't know what that was about. Right. Hello. Good morning. Congratulations, Toby and Kate. Right. We're continuing our series on Five Alive, is that correct? In Romans. And today we're going to be looking at access to faith, or access by faith. And access is an everyday part of our life. I need one person to help me. Arlo, you are fantastic. Come on. Right, there's something really good in this box, but I'm not sure what key to use. Yeah, it says screwdrivers and spanners, but there's not screwdrivers and spanners in there. But I'm not sure what key to open it with. So could you just go through those keys and see if you can find one to fit in there? If you've got your Bibles, if you want to turn to Romans 5, that would be really helpful. Just tell me if you get stuck, all right? Yeah, Romans 5. Starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. So today, we're looking at access. How are you getting on? You got access to that box yet?
Yeah.
Yeah? No? Okay, well, I'll continue. You tell me when you're getting there. Well, I know when you're getting there, won't I? Eh? Silly thing to say. Right. Access in life. You done it? Hold on, let's see if it goes in. No, it doesn't turn, so it ain't the right one. You have to carry on. Right. Years ago, we used to always go down to Lord's, which is the cricket ground. Most famous cricket ground in the world. It's the home of cricket. It's run by the Marylebone Cricket Club. And to get into Lord's, you just need a ticket. But to get into the Lord's Pavilion, you have to be a member. You have to have an MCC tie, which is red and yellow, and you have to wear a blazer, and you have to be incredibly a part of the elite. So me and my brother, we're down there, and we're walking around, and I say, hey, let's nip into the pavilion. Let's nip into the pavilion for a pint. So we stroll in there with our jeans and T-shirts on. Any good?
And I'm just wondering what it is.
I haven't a clue. No good? No. So we stroll in there with our jeans and T-shirt on. We go up to the bar and we're like, two pints, please. This person looks at us. Are you meant to be in here? And I'm like, can't see why not. We've got money in our pocket. Two pints, please. But you're not a member. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter, does it? We only want a couple of pints. And they would obviously not serve us. One, we didn't have our blazer on, we didn't have our tie, and we didn't make their criteria. We didn't make the grade. We were denied access. How are you getting on? Do you want to try this one?
Yeah.
Thank you, Arlo. Right, so if we take that off of here, we're opening up here. Now, I've got another job for you. There's a whole load of lollies and sweets in there. So, you know what we do is we empty them in here. Do you know what your next job is? No, your next job is you've got to go around to everyone in here and offer them a lollipop. Because I find that if they have a lollipop in their mouth when I'm talking, they're quiet. And then they won't make as much noise. So, but when they get bored, they start throwing their lollipops at one another. Right, I'll leave you to do that. Anyway, I'll carry on. Yeah, so we were denied access. We weren't allowed access because we didn't have the right tile. We didn't have the right... But you know, we have to have access every day of our lives now. We wake up in the morning, and I don't know about you, I watch my wife, she wakes up in the morning, first thing she does, she picks up her phone. Is that what you do too? Oh, right. But to get into your phone, you have to have a pattern. You have to have a fingerprint or a retinal. And if you can't, if you haven't got that code, you can't gain access into your phone. But it's the same if we go shopping. Good guys. Go on, well done. Thank you very much. So you have to have access to everything. If you go shopping, you need a bank card. You need to know the number. Because yes, you can swipe it, but after every 10 swipes, it wants the PIN code. If you don't know the code, no money. If I want to go to the doctor's, I ring the doctor up. I get your number 34 in the queue. So I finally wait. I get the Rottweiler of a receptionist. Whoops, sorry, I didn't say that. And years ago, I used to be able to say to the receptionist, "Could I have an appointment, please?" But now it's, "Could I have an appointment, please?" Why? Why? You have to get past the receptionist. And the conversation goes like this. "I'd like an appointment with the doctors, please." "Why?" And you go, "Well, my leg fell off last night and I need to see a doctor." And she goes, you can see a triage nurse, if that helps. And you go, "No, I'd much rather see a doctor." And then it's like, "You have to ring back this afternoon." And if you've ever tried accessing a dentist in Norfolk for the NHS, not a chance. It's not going to happen. You're denied access. You know? But I can laugh and mock about such things. If we look around the world and we look at Gaza and we look in the Ukraine and we see people are denied access to their homes, people are denied access to safety, people are denied access to schools, to healthcare. Parts of the world, people are denied access to their faith. And, you know, it's denied access to passports, denied access to visas. You know, and then when you think about it, it starts becoming quite sad. We look at the family situations. I was talking to Helen about this. She grew up, she come from a broken family. And I said to her, I said, "You know, when you were little, were you allowed to ring your dad up any time you wanted?" And she said, "No. I could only ring him up birthday, Christmas, Easter." So she was denied access. And in some sort of family situations, you are denied access. Sixth formers would have just done their A-levels. Come August, they will be waiting for their results. If they don't get the results or the grades that they want, they will be denied access to the universities of their choice. And so this whole question of access affects a lot of part of our life. If I want to go down to Ely Cathedral, Canterbury Cathedral, if I want to go to any cathedral, I would be denied access unless I pay. Years ago, I got invited to go and preach in a church in another town. And I said, "Yeah, okay." They rang me up. And before we went there, Helen said, "Oh, I know someone who lives in that town. She's a Salvation Army minister. We'll go around hers, we'll have tea with her, and then we'll go to where you're preaching, and it'll be a nice evening." So that's what we did. We went off to her house, we had tea, we strolled down to this nice church, it was a beautiful big church, it was a very ornate church, And we walked through the door, went up to someone who I looked like was in charge. And I'm like, hello, my name's Warren, I've come to preach tonight. And the first thing he said to me was, are you with her? And I went, yeah, she's our friend. I said, she's the local Salvation Army minister. But we know who she is. And I was like, woo. Anyway, we chit-chat. And then he goes to me, oh, we're going to go to the prayer meeting now, before the service. I said, okay, I'll come. You're not allowed. And I'm like, so you have me stand up in your church to speak to your congregation, but you deny me access to your prayer meeting? Yes. I went, what? This is crazy. And that day I was preaching on kindness. And I thought, how ironic, you know. But if we wind the clocks back to the times of Jesus, and we look at a temple, and we look at the etiquette of being able to fit in, I don't think none of us would have been able to get in. You know, the Holy of Holies, you could only enter if you was a high priest once a year. On the periphery, the inner court, you could only enter there if you were a Levite, pure Jew, and so on. If you're a Gentile or a non-Jew, you could only really enter right on the periphery. You couldn't get in there. If any of you have been to the O2, like the arenas in the middle, and then obviously have all the seats, and then all the way round is like shops, burger bars, and all of that type of thing. That's where we would get to. We wouldn't get into the middle of the O2. You would get into the burger bars and around, because you wouldn't be allowed into the middle. And that's the way it was. You have no access to the Father. No access to the Holy of Holies. No access to the middle of the temple. Until the death of one man. Matthew 27 verse 50 says, when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When he died, the curtain was torn down top to bottom. A curtain which was about 40 foot high, 3 inches thick, was torn down. But what that symbolizes is the shedding of Jesus' blood and his sacrifice and the atonement for our sins. But it also signifies that it opens the path for all of us to the Father. There's no obstacle in the way now. The curtain was torn, and we can boldly walk into the presence of God. We can now do that because of the death of Jesus. And I find that amazing, that we have access to God the Father, who created the heavens and the earth. God who flung stars into space just with his word. He picked up some dust and he blew on it and created mankind. And we now have access to him. Hebrews 10. Please turn to Hebrews 10, verse 19. How was it? Right, Hebrews 10, verse 19. Right, is this on? Yep. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with sincere hearts and assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. A new and living way opened for us. That was because of the death of Jesus. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is through Jesus and only through Jesus. So when we look at access, Jesus is that key. Jesus is that pin code. He's that retinal scan. He's that combination lock. He is the only way to God the Father. He is. And we gain access to the Father through belief in Jesus. It's through our faith in him. Faith is the key. John 11:25 sees Jesus talking to Martha and Mary. And Lazarus, their brother, has died. And Jesus gets there a couple of days later. And in John 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He or she who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And then he says to Martha, thank you very much, guys. You can share them between you if you half them. Right, I'll tell you what, we'll do it this way. There you are, they're yours and they're yours. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to speak for the next hour.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he says what he says. And then he says to Martha, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that you have eternal life in Christ Jesus? And what amazes me about that question is, he asks Martha that before Lazarus is raised back to life. And yet she says, yes, I believe that you are the Christ, before he did it. But that question is an endless question, or a timeless question. Do you believe that you can have access to Father in heaven through Jesus Christ? Do you believe that? Ephesians 3:12, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with fearlessness, with freedom and confidence. You can approach God the Father with freedom and confidence. And in the King James Version, it says, we have boldness and access with confidence. So we don't need to approach God the Father in a I am but a worm mentality. We don't have to kowtow down. All we have to do is believe in him. We don't have to be full of fear. We can boldly approach. And you know what? It doesn't matter what we wear. It doesn't matter if I have my MCC tie on. Doesn't matter whether I'm black, whether I'm white. Doesn't matter whether I'm rich, whether I'm poor. Doesn't matter whether I'm 2 months old or I'm 102. I can boldly approach God the Father because of Jesus Christ, and only him. Charles Wesley and his brother John Wesley, they were founders of like Methodism. And I'd say, if you want some inspiring reading, read up on them. Read what they did. Charles Wesley, he wrote, I think, something like 6,000 hymns. But after his conversion, he wrote a hymn called And Can It Be? And a lot of us would know that hymn really, really well. It's a fantastic hymn. But the last verse says, no condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. And then it says, bold I approached the eternal throne and claimed the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approached God the Father. Boldly, my Father. He's your Father too. But boldly we can come to him. We can come to him with our requests. We can come to him with our sorrows. We can come into his presence and just sit there and say nothing. But it's because of one man. It's because of Jesus Christ. And the question that Jesus posed Martha was, do you believe this? And that's, I'll chuck that out to you today. Do you believe this? So I'm done.